Introduction to Social Media Marketing. In case you're wondering whether social media could be useful for your business, the verdict is yes. Social media is a great way to drive repeat business and attract new customers. Whether or not you're just starting out, this guide will help you sort out what is needed to get the business moving, and if you implement the steps outlined here, you should be able to see a positive change within a short period of time. Social media has changed the way people connect, discover, share information and conduct business, but you already know this, so let's get to the good stuff. Here's what you need to know. Social media, this is the technology people use to connect, share ideas and experiences. Businesses tap into this infrastructure to connect with customers and grow their brands. Social networks, such as Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., these are the places where social interaction take place. Social media marketing, using this technology to build relationships that build awareness, customer trust and of course, repeat business. Any of this makes sense? It should, because social media is basically just word of mouth powered by technology. Over 75% of people are highly likely to share content they like online with their friends, family or co-workers, and 49% do this on a weekly basis. Social media for your business. Both large and small businesses use social media to do the following. I. Promote the name of the brand and business. 2. Tell people about their products and services. 3. Find out what people think about their brand. 4. Attract new customers. V. Build stronger relationships with existing customers. What are the advantages of social media to your business? There are a myriad of advantages to using social media in business. These include: broader reach. You're able to reach millions of people through a single popular social media platform. Localized, targeted marketing. It's essential to target your niche specifically in order for the message to have its intended effect, and social media facilitates this. Low to zero cost. Majority of popular platforms are free to use, and the ones that cost money won't stretch your budget thin. Quick and simple setup. It only takes a short time to set up an account and post information, and anyone can do it. Personalized communication. Social media allows businesses to send personalized messages to customers and help them with common problems such as implementation. The setup. How do businesses use social media effectively? It all starts with goals. If you set your goals right and know from the start what you expect to achieve from your marketing efforts, it shouldn't be too difficult to organize and implement a winning strategy. These are some of the ways established brands use social media to expand their reach. Spreading the word, show your customers who you are, what you can do, and more importantly, how your product or service can benefit the prospect. Drive sales. You can do this by offering existing customers special offers or starting a promotion. Just make sure they like it well enough to share it with their own social circles. Provide people great customer service. This is essential to any business, but social media makes it much easier to engage with customers and find out what it is they need from you. Find out what they are saying about you and establish a good feedback loop. Keep them coming back. When you set in place an effective system and build strong relationships with your customers, they will always come back. Key networks. Different types of social networks work for different marketing purposes. The key is to find a central position that takes into account as many platforms as possible, without saturating the message. Some of the main platforms include: 1. Facebook. A website that allows you to have conversations with your customers and post photos, videos and news about new products and features. 2. Twitter, a microblogging website that you can use to send and receive short messages as well as post photos. 3. YouTube, the most popular video hosting website. This should be used when posting promotional videos, and the videos should be linked to other social media networks. 4. Photo sharing. These are websites that allow you to store, organize and share photo collections with customers. If you're not entirely familiar with social media and don't know how you could use it to grow your business, this guide was written for you. The specifics may seem complicated at first, but it's all worth learning more. How to get started with social media. When using social media to grow a business, the worst action is no action, and the worst problem is invisibility, not bad perception. If you're part of the conversation, you can always massage what people are saying about your brand, but if nobody knows about you, then you have no chance of growth. What this means is that you need to get involved, not only to exploit the many business opportunities available for your business, but also to develop a winning reputation. It's a good idea to start by developing a plan that takes into account the social trends that characterize social media interaction today and organize a framework that will help make your conversations popular and relevant. But with all this mass of social networking sites and tools available today, how does one navigate through it all to set up a strategy that works? Here are 10 steps to get you started. Set up goals. Think about what you hope to achieve from the social interaction. Are you doing it to generate direct sales, offer better customer service, or better yet, develop stronger relationships with your clients? Your answers to these questions will determine how you go about setting goals. Consider your resources. It's going to take more than a clever idea to set up a marketing plan that works. You need people working for you. Someone has to set up the social media accounts, engage with customers and respond to questions, create compelling content, etc. Know your audience well. Find out where your audience spends time, what conversations they are involved with, who influences them, and what kind of information they're looking from you. In order to provide your audience what they want, you first have to understand who they are, how they think, and what they want from you. Come up with good content. Once you find out what your audience is into, you can then work on giving them something to talk about and possibly share. Conversations have to keep going, and this means creating lots of good content for the audience. Try to create a variety of different types of content that can be shared. Consider quality. While the pressure of creating content is certainly understandable, you cannot resolve to create a bunch of pointless topics for the sake of interaction. People will tire of it. The goal here is to build actual customers, and it won't happen if you are not offering useful information and products/services. It's tempting to promote your products every 2 minutes on every social platform available to you, but you may need to do something not self-promotional so that you don't come off overly self-absorbed or too salesy. Find time every day to look up what's going on in social circles and engage with your customers to find out what the general vibe is about your brand. Learn the culture of social networks. What are your competitors doing and what does that teach you? Learn more about social trends and find out where companies or brands have gone wrong with marketing strategies so that you don't make similar mistakes. Acquire brand ambassadors by observing the most active people in the social networks and encourage them to sell your brand. So, which social platforms should I concentrate on? Most large brands operate dozens of social media accounts, but they have more people working on that, so you might not be able to start big. Besides, you want to learn how to use each website perfectly to get your message across, and this might take more time if you embarked on creating 20 social media accounts at once. Focus your attention where it matters and learn everything about those websites and how larger businesses use them to promote their own brands. Facebook. When it comes to this, the numbers don't lie. You want the websites with the highest number of active users in order to get a broader reach. Facebook alone will get you access to a social network with over 1 billion users worldwide. If Facebook were a country somewhere off the coast of California, it would be the third largest in the world in terms of population. Features such as like, timeline, newsfeed, apps, cover photo, and mobile upload, these will be useful as you gradually build a connection with your prospects, so learn the lingo and get to work. Twitter. You get up to 140 characters when sending out messages to your subscribers, and you can include links, videos and photos as well. Adding images and videos expands the message because the words are somewhat limited and you need to communicate more effectively than 140 characters can articulate. If you have an existing Twitter account for your brand but have let it drop off lately, you might want to take a fresh look at what Twitter's offering. Features such as real-time marketing and multi-screen usage will be useful to your marketing efforts. In the world of microblogging, Twitter stands as the most powerful tool you can use for business. Other popular microblogging sites include Plurk, FriendFeed and Tumblr. Present your brand. Your social media accounts form the foundation of your marketing efforts. They give you the chance to tell the world about your business, and so they need to be well defined. Create a web presence people find appealing and distinct, that way people recognize your brand across multiple platforms. In order to present the brand more confidently, you have to fill up and complete the profile, and make sure people know your bio, the actual location of the business and the address to the official company website. When creating a social network for your business, start with these people. 1. Customers. 2. Business partners, suppliers and contractors. 3. Relevant trade organizations for your industry. 4. Local businesses in your neighborhood. Work up a time schedule for social media. You could end up spending hours each day trying to keep up top speed with what's going on online, so if you want to manage your time better, create a time management structure to keep your time online useful and strategic. One way to do this is to find out what time your customers start responding to your feeds, and take a couple of hours to engage. A social media marketing plan for your business. Effective social media strategies require proper planning and execution. If you're new to this and expect to see results from a few blog posts and random updates, you might find the whole endeavor very disappointing. Serious marketers know that in order to harness the full potential of social media, one has to incorporate at least these three elements. Listening to the audience. Sharing relevant messages. Enabling the audience to share the message. So what is it that you're supposed to share? Good content. You can't have effective social media marketing without good content. The entire marketing plan originates from a solid content creation strategy. The good thing about useful content is that it gets people to appreciate your brand and share, and the sharing is what builds your brand. This works whether you're a small business or a large multinational, and it costs very little to set up, so the budget shouldn't be a major factor when setting up. Ever heard that saying that goes, failing to plan is planning to fail? It's very true when it comes to marketing, because creating a well-detailed social media strategy is just as crucial as having a rock-solid business plan. In order to attract, engage and ideally convert fans and followers into customers, employ this strategy. 1. What should I aim to achieve from social media? This depends entirely on what type of business you're in. You may want to use it to gain exposure for your brand, or simply to interact with customers because it's good for business. Remember, if you're just winging it, your audience will know, and that's not good for you. Try to understand your customers' goals and find out how to connect with that. One way to do this is to find out how you can use social media to solve your customers' problems. 2. Who should set up the company's social media account? For smaller companies, it would be better to delegate the task to a staff member who has experience implementing effective social media campaigns. Larger companies give the job to qualified workers in the marketing department, and if the budget allows, some may choose to hire a consultant or firm. 3. Should I create accounts on all social media platforms when starting out? As a starting point, it would probably be better to operate with a presence on one or two social networks and a blog. The network you choose will be determined by where your audience hangs out, so survey your customers and find out what their most popular platform is. The more the business grows, the more social networks you can get into. 4. What's the best social network for a small business? Whether you're operating a large or small business, you can never go wrong with a Twitter account. The platform is easy to learn, and it gives your business a voice in the microblogging world. Another crucial network to be on is Google+, if only to boost your site's search engine rankings. If, however, you have a B2B firm, social networks such as SlideShare and LinkedIn would be great places to reach influencers, and you wouldn't go wrong with Facebook and Pinterest. 5. What's the right frequency to post updates? 2-5 posts each day should be enough. Remember, your followers visit social media websites at different times, and a single post each day couldn't possibly be enough simply due to differences in timing. To reach more people, stagger the posts consistently throughout the day. 6. What type of content should I post? Again, the purpose of your marketing campaign will determine what you post. But also, the platform you're using matters to a certain extent. For instance, Pinterest and Instagram are inherently visual, so striking, memorable images detailing your products and services would be ideal if you're operating such accounts. Company events and a few behind-the-scenes photos are great for connecting with audiences on these networks. But you may also post text updates on Facebook and have them trend well, especially if you are posing a question or giving out relevant information. When using Twitter, try to keep a balance between tweets and retweets. Curate a diverse mix of content, photos, links, tips, short videos, thoughtful questions, etc., across different platforms in order to keep things fresh and interesting. 7. Is social media a good platform to provide customer service? Social media has over time become one of the most popular platforms for businesses to interact with potential and existing customers. You can use all the popular platforms to respond to customer questions and complaints, order status inquiries, etc. 8. How exactly does one convert followers into customers? There aren't any surefire tactics to get fans' dollars, however some tricks seem to work better than others. For example, Facebook ads are a simple, affordable way to expand your fan base, boost engagement and collect sales leads. It's entirely up to you to convert those leads. One of the best ways to go about converting leads is to implement a cross-platform contest that integrates all the popular platforms and perhaps offer sweepstakes that resonate well with the audience and draws in potential customers. For instance, in order to drive consumers to your online store, you could send a simple tweet that describes an ongoing contest on your Facebook account, and drop a link to the rules of the contest and the entry form on your online store. 9. How do people go about measuring the success of their marketing efforts? It's very important to make sure you always track your marketing metrics so as to establish which tactics are working and which aren't. Some platforms come with their own metrics. Facebook, for instance, gives you administrator access where you can check out page insights data and use the data to evaluate what's working and plan your future posts. LinkedIn offers similar analytics which are essential for business pages. Google Analytics can be used to measure the effectiveness of social media campaigns and see how your strategy is driving your traffic to your online store. 10. Biggest mistake to avoid. You can't afford not to have a social media plan, so create one and stick to it. Remember, social media is constantly evolving and in order to stay ahead you have to be prepared to adapt and redefine your strategy as needed. If you do this every few months, you will identify which tactics are redundant and in the process work out the best plan for your business. Most organizations begin their social efforts by listening and engaging with their customers across different platforms, but at some point they have to look at the staffing required to carry out an effective campaign and ask what it is they're really getting from social interaction. In order to maintain a social business strategy that binds disparate efforts together to create a long-term plan that keeps the business growing, significant time and resources have to be set aside. How to build brand awareness using social media. So you've already built a pretty impressive social media engagement campaign for your business, but how do you know you're doing it successfully? Keep in mind the number of followers you have doesn't always determine the effectiveness of the campaign. It's about how many people in your circles who actively respond. There's a wide range of responses you could get from social media aside from the usual customer questions and complaints. Aside from the comments, blogs, dialogue and retweets, look into this. Humanize the brand. Manage perceived reputation. Generate leads. Create a few brand advocates. Resolve problems with customers. Handle crises effectively. It doesn't matter where the conversation is at, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter or your blog, there are a number of ways you can generate good conversations. These conversations will solidify your relationships and fans will experience a more direct connection with your business, which is what your aim is. Engagement for creating awareness. One common purpose of social media is to create a public profile. Consider Canadian Olympian Sarah Wells. She started a campaign on Twitter where she hoped to engage Olympic fans and raise awareness of her quest for the gold, and possibly gain a significant number of followers. Just days into the campaign, Sarah had hit the 400-follower mark owing to the strength and enthusiasm of her friends and family. It's one example of an effective grassroots social media campaign. The benefits of creating brand awareness. One of the many benefits include measurability. Consider these key awareness metrics. Share of conversation. This is about how often you get mentioned in context of the conversations that are relevant to you. Share of voice. How often are you covered or mentioned in comparison to your competition? Mentions per time period. This describes how many times audiences discuss your brand in a given time period. It gives you a sense of overall chatter and awareness. Potential reach, followers, fans or eyeballs. This is seen as potential reach because those people won't pay attention to you simultaneously. Inbound links, an indicator of audiences that are aware of you and are talking about you. To get a better sense of which types of media drive consistent attention to your brand, look at all the active social media accounts. Offer people choices. Perhaps Twitter does not reflect your communication style and you prefer Facebook instead. Learn how your audiences like to communicate and give them different choices by creating more than one social media platform for dialogue. Ensure that you post the same information perhaps in different contexts across all platforms in order to get a response. Tools such as Hootsuite will save you a lot of time when you want to manage and schedule posts across all platforms. Whatever channel you like most, remember to give the audiences a 360-degree look at your company and brand. Use a communication style that's consistent with the brand so as to avoid confusion. You will be able to build those strong, meaningful relationships with your audience if you learn how to initiate smart dialogue across all platforms. Generally speaking, people enjoy being part of a business or brand that is actively building an engaging community, and multiple studies have revealed that customers prefer to purchase from businesses that have active social media pages. That emotional connection with prospects is what builds a positive business reputation. Recognize community strength as a powerful force for a brand and employ all the features of social media in creating a massive community of happy and loyal customers. Lessons in brand awareness. Branding tactics keep changing and marketers have had to learn an entirely new playbook, a playbook that keeps evolving with new social platforms and technologies to make it all work. Learn what you can from larger brands that have successfully implemented their social media campaigns and established themselves as trendsetters. Each one of those large companies dominating social media today started small. YouTube was started by two friends in a small room above a pizza place, and M&S begun as a market stall, so don't let the competitiveness wear you out. Little can still get pretty big. Lesson 1. Think like a publisher. Innocent founder Richard Reed adopted the publisher model of marketing by publishing multiple recipe books as a way to expand their growth. It has had a tremendous impact on the company's overall reach, and also, it changed the general perception about the company. People don't see Innocent as a brand trying to sell products for cash. They're seen as a healthy company that encourages people to live healthier lives. They also have a blog on which they post content that helps people make decisions that impact their lives positively, and this enables the company to engage with large audiences. In addition, 10% of Innocent's profits go to charity, so the blog is also used to show how they are making a difference the world over. Lesson 2. Find your tone of voice. When you find a tone that works for your audience, stick to it and maintain it when creating content for all your platforms. You are marketing to people, not robots, so start by creating buyer personas and learning what their goals are and what types of challenges they face. It will help you get a better understanding of who your audience is, and that way you can adjust your tone of voice to one that they can relate to. Lesson 3. Make your content shareable. When you create valuable and engaging content, it makes you a great resource to your audience. Give your prospects what they need and it will help create an organic audience who engages with your company and follows you across multiple platforms. Always consider how shareable your content is. Just ask yourself whether or not you would find it engaging enough if you were the audience, and whether you would consider sharing it with your own circles. If the answer is no, then you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out where you went wrong. Lesson 4, create headlines that attract people. When you're trying to come up with something that will get you maximum exposure, you have to nail the headline. Most successful brands come up with dozens of possible headlines for each piece of content, then settle on the one they believe would get the best response. If you can come up with something that grabs people's attention, it will expand your brand's reach and make your content that much more popular. Lesson 5, never be boring. This goes without saying, but you'll be surprised how many brands keep posting the same dull material on social channels. In order to ensure that your customers don't opt out of your social networks, you will have to come up with content that's not just interesting and shareable but remarkable. The only way this could happen is by making sure you don't create the same content as everyone else in the industry. Make the brand stand out in a way that makes it unique and original. Want to show off the personality of your brand? Do something quirky and experiment with infographics, videos and other visual content and see what you come up with. Keep in mind that 90% of all information transmitted to the brain is in fact visual, and the brain processes visuals 60,000 times faster than plain text. Lesson 6, if possible, hire journalists. Whether they're working in-house or for a large traditional media outlet, journalists have the same job, figuring out how to come up with the next interesting story that will make people want to read about. The best journalists ask questions and challenge common assumptions, and not just in terms of what business your company is into, but also other people in the same industry. That's how great content comes about and people can't help but share it. How to get more engagement from your followers. As we mentioned previously, follower count is worthless in and of itself, and if you believe that follower count is a badge of honor or some sort of powerful status symbol, then you've got the whole thing wrong. But that being said, getting more followers is good for you, and here's a good reason why. The more followers you get, the more engagement you have. It's an obvious benefit to have a large number of people following you, because then there's the likelihood that someone will see one or two things they like and share it. It's a math game. If more people see the content, more people will interact and share it. This means more likes, more retweets and comments, etc. Such growth can provide you with excellent feedback for future discussions. If, for instance, one particular subject of discussion happens to get more interaction, then it could inspire you to create more content around the subject in order to keep the conversation going. On the other hand, if a customer asks a question about your brand, it could inspire you to write a new blog post. People absolutely love to share content they find interesting and engaging. Want your brand name to be recognized the world over? It won't matter if your initial plan was to simply generate more sales for your business. Social media opens up a bigger aspect of business success, brand recognition. When you set up a good campaign, you will have the opportunity to not only increase sales, but also create brand awareness and a strong sense of loyalty from customers. Let's look at ways you can increase engagement across the two most important social platforms for your business. Twitter offers you a great platform for engagement, but how much do you really know about Twitter? Let's look at a few statistics you could find useful to your campaign. Engagement for brands is higher by 17% on weekends. Clearly, not many people realize this, which is why only 19% of brands actually send out tweets over the weekends. Are you trying to get your audience to engage more but don't feel like working over the weekend? You could use Buffer to schedule the tweets and have them sent out while you stay cozy at home. Tweets with images and links get twice the engagement, so work on creating photo stories that will get people talking. Keep your tweets relatively short. Statistics show that tweets with more than 100 characters spark fewer conversations, so work within that 100 character limit. If you've got links in the posts, it shouldn't go over 120 characters. The fastest growing demographic on Twitter is 55 to 64 years old. If your brand accommodates the senior crowd, Then it would help to reach out to the new users who are more than willing to try out new discussions and check out brands. Hashtags inspire more engagement. But that being said, keep the engagement at a minimum. One or two hashtags will increase engagement by up to 21%, but too many hashtags will kill the conversation before it starts. Target mobile users. Mobile users make up 6.66% of user-generated tweets that mention specific brands, so it would be a good idea to link out to usernames of people you mention on Twitter and add in a hashtag. Mobile Twitter users are 181% more likely to log in during their commute. When sending out content, think about where most of your audience could be at that time. If it's morning on a work day, then they might be commuting to the office, and it's a good time to start engaging with them. That way you can have their attention for the rest of the day. Find something interesting to occupy them in their morning commutes, and they will make it a habit to check out your posts each morning. You want more engagement? Ask audiences people to retweet. You may have heard that the best way to get your content retweeted is to ask for it. Well, statistics show that spelling out the word retweet actually increases the chances of it happening by 23 times, as opposed to abbreviating with RT. Include more links in your tweets. Just like images, links are more likely to cause an effect. However, unlike images, which directly boost engagement, links tend to increase the number of retweets. Now let's look at Facebook and what makes a good engagement campaign in that platform. There are a few effective strategies you could implement in order to get your followers talking. Create open loops on some of your posts. An open loop is where you give a hint to what's in a new post. It's actually quite simple. Let's say, for example, you want to post an article about why all business should use social media. You could just put in something like great post, useful guidelines, or something similar, but it wouldn't get that much attention. But if you said something like the second point is insane, I need to implement it right now, or something similar, you would get a better response because people will want to know what the excitement is about. Mix up the content a little bit. If people have gotten used to you publishing blog posts every day, it's going to get boring pretty fast, so every once in a while get them off guard and publish video series, images, podcasts, slideshow presentations, etc. Use older content that new audiences might have not seen yet. If you have some good material from a while back and you've accrued a significant number of new people on Facebook, consider posting one or two good stories at least once in a while. Because a larger part of your audience is new, this will add value. And for the rest of audience who might have seen the post the first time but forgot about it, this would be a great way to spark new discussions.